If you're a DOJ pensioner or if you're retiring from the civil service, then this program is just for you. The DOJ Pensioner's Guide in 5, brought to you by the Accountant General's Department.
In this week's program, we examine the regulations and guidelines governing the minimum pension, income tax, and more. Stay tuned. Government pensioners are entitled to receive a minimum pension each year based on their years of service. The government of Jamaica stipulates the minimum pension, which is subject to change. The current minimum pension has been in effect since July 1, 2012. It outlines that pensioners aged 55 and older who have completed 10 to 19 years of service should not be paid a pension less than $15,000 per month. And if they have completed 20 years or more of service, they should not be paid a pension less than $19,000 per month. Widows and widowers should not be paid less than $7,500 per month. And dependents, such as children or other stated beneficiaries, should not be paid less than $3,625 per month. Pensioners under age 55 who were not retired on the grounds of ill health or did not complete 10 years of service are paid the amount set out in their pension award letter. Pensioners who elected to take a gratuity at retirement will be restored to full pension after completing 12 and a half years in retirement. Client Services Manager for the Accountant General's Department, Tanisha Weir Grant, gives us more details about restoration to full pension.
For example, if at the date of retirement your full pension was $20,000 per month, a quarter of that pension, which is $5,000, would be used to pay your gratuity. After 12 and a half years, you would start getting back the $5,000 per month. There is no retroactive amount. The $5,000 would be added to the temporary supplement, not the basic pension. Please note that the basic pension refers to the amount paid at the date of retirement. Any increase thereafter is shown as temporary supplement.
Any increase in pension payments must first be approved by Cabinet. After Cabinet's approval, the Ministry of Finance and Planning issues a circular instructing the Accountant General's Department to make the payments. Generally, pensioners aged 55 and older who have served a minimum of 10 years and have been on retirement for 2.5 years at the effective date of the increase are eligible for a raise in their pension payments. Individuals who retired on the grounds of ill health will also benefit from increases even if they are below age 55. Pensioners are required by law to pay income tax. Once the pension is over the tax threshold, then a 25% income tax is applied. However, the tax threshold varies depending on the age of the pensioner. Client Services Manager at the Accountant General's Department, Tanisha Weir Grant, breaks down the tax thresholds for pensioners within the specified age ranges.
The tax threshold or tax-free pay that is applicable as at January 1, 2013 is as follows. Pensioners under age 55 will benefit from a tax threshold of $507,312. Pensioners age 55 to 64, $587,312. And pensioners age 65 and over, $667,312. Any amount exceeding the stipulated tax threshold mentioned will attract 25% income tax.
All amounts mentioned are the current rates and are subject to change by the Government of Jamaica. That's it for this week's edition of your DOJ Pensioner's Guide in 5, brought to you by the Accountant General's Department. Thanks for staying with us, and please join us again next week. For more information, log on to treasury.gov.jm or call 922-8320-7.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.